I first became involved with Iditarod 4 years ago. I came up just for the ceremonial start. Had no idea that there were veterinarians on the trail. Was hanging out in Darwin's Theory in Anchorage, and someone asked if I was going out on the trail, and I was like, whoa, that would be awesome. So I applied the next year, and it's been every year since then, and hopefully every year for the foreseeable future. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because when I was about 9 years old, I visited the Balto statue in Central Park and have always just dreamed about Iditarod, going to see the start, and like I said, came up 4 years ago, and it's been downhill ever since. Now I live in a kennel, a dog kennel in Fairbanks with one of the mushers, so yeah, total change of lifestyle, but I love it up here, and I don't anticipate going back too much. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was 2 years ago in Ophir. I met a musher on the trail, and now I live at his kennel, and he's taught me how to mush, and it's Deke Nakaborn at Nautique Sky. So since then I've started mushing, got a job in Fairbanks, and yeah, basically a handler slash kennel attendant and also a veterinarian on the trail. What I know for sure in life is to follow your dreams, never let anybody tell you that you can't do something, but always answer the bell. So have fun and do what you love doing, and you'll never work a day in your life. That's what my dad always said.